This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you convicted, professed Christians out there, we're going to hold to the Word of God, regardless if you like it or not. I got a radio show host call me today and said, man, I just love what you guys are doing, love the truth, and sticking to the Word of God. But I got a couple complaints, and of course you got a couple complaints because you don't like people speaking out against your favorite politician. And it's interesting, folks, it's these same people that are complaining about what they call the left and how they're trying to suppress free speech. Well, let me tell you, the free speech that I'm talking about, friends, keeps you free. Not licentious speech, friends, that you can go ahead and say what you want to say without consequence. The bottom line is we're sticking to the Word of God, the Bible, and the Constitution, like it or not, period. I had another a bit of feedback today. I posted a post of a Muslim in Michigan, Abdul El Saeed, is running to be the first Muslim governor in the November 2018 elections to turn all of Michigan into Dearborn. Only you can stop this. Now, it's reached, oh, my goodness. I mean, it's reached a lot of folks. 25,436 shares. The reach is over the top. 75,000 people. 248 comments. And, of course, I'm getting professed Christians saying to me, believe this or not, this is what they're saying. Who are you to cast the first stone, Bradley? Who are you to judge this individual? And, of course, I have to go back to him in his ignorance and say, what are you talking about? I said nothing about throwing a stone at this individual. It's my job to bring all things to the light, and it's also my job to walk in the light that reproves the darkness. You have Abdul El Saeed running to be the first Muslim governor in 2018 of November in the elections. In an attempt, of course, to bring all of Michigan into Dearborn. And you have professed Christians saying, who are you to cast the first stone? And then when you ask them the question, of course, they can't put two and two together because they speak a different language. And it's not of the Word of God. It's on in their own distorted, reprobate minds. And, folks, no matter what we do, people just misinterpret it. The way that they want to hear it. And it's sad to say, but it's the supposed self-defined good people of America that are the ones that are distorting the very facts. When I think of Jesus, when he was going out of Jerusalem, do you remember when he said, just hang on a second, I'm on live radio here, friends, but I want to pull up the exact quote so there's no misinterpretation whatsoever, because that's what people like to do. They try to catch you in your words. They try to take you out of context. They do it all the time. All you good people that are complaining about the Word of God, it's interesting because you act like what you call the enemy, and that's your problem right there. But when you go to Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto you. Thou which stonest them that are sent unto you were the ones that were being killed. You know, IBM and big corporations, they have something called troubleshooters. Not the church in America. I mean, there's prophets all over the country. There's prophets all over the globe, friends. But what's interesting about that is they're not accepted in the church, and yet the Bible tells us first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. But see, the prophets and the apostles aren't allowed to lead the way that they're called to lead. They work hand in glove one with another because they want the pastor who's named once in the New Testament to lead the church, which he is not ordained by God to do. It's the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. Okay? Pastor is named one time in Ephesians 4, friends. But I want you to listen to this again. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and you would not. You refuse to hear the word of God. You refuse to hear the truth. And the reason you hate the truth, see, again, friends, I've shared this with you before in the past. It's the same spirit. We're just in a different time. They persecute the living ones, Christians, that are walking in the Spirit of Christ, and they praise them when they're dead. I was just reading in the book of Luke this very thing. That is the history of the church. I've shared with you in the past, friends, out of the high schools that I've done, out of the colleges that I've done, out of the public events that I've done, my opposition was not only coming from, obviously, the sodomite lobby and those that are obviously communists, but it also came from the professors in the church because they didn't want to be outshined. They didn't want somebody doing what everybody in their dog, cat, parakeet, and hamster knew that they should be doing. And see what happens when someone comes along and actually does and practices what they preach. All of a sudden, they become a problem to those that are around them because they don't want to be called out for their hypocrisies. I mean, I can go on. Got another one, friends. Can you believe it? Bradley Dean said, God damn it on the radio. Now, wait a second. Yes, I did. I absolutely did. But I kept it in context. I didn't take it out of context. When Jesus was woeing the Pharisees, who I'm speaking to right now, apparently, what you're failing to understand is woeing them was damning them. If you've not taken the time to study church history, it was common in the church, instead of saying woe, the word would be God, separate, damn, separate, you. It's not a vulgarity. It's not a curse the way that I'm saying it as a preacher. If you've not taken the time to see the movie, the Vernon John story, do yourself a favor and watch it. You want to see a prophet in action? This was a prophet. This was a breaker that went before that of Martin Luther King. Vernon John. Read Micah 2, verse 12 and 13 when you get a moment. He was a breaker that preceded that of Martin Luther King Jr. Okay? When professed Christians can say more than three of the Ten Commandments, then I'll begin to take heed to their critiques, but not until then. And the bottom line is right now, my message to you, you hypocrites, is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out online, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, punch in those numbers, and hundreds of videos will pop up to educate you as to how to bring about resolve concerning the issues at hand today here in America. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We got a phone call coming in from, it just dropped. If you'd like to call in, please do. Folks, again, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Also wanted to let you know, folks, concerning the topic as to which I was addressing during the first segment, it's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error, period. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals, period, than falsehood and that comforts and then kills. Again, the truth that hurts and then heals, than falsehood that comforts and then kills. That's right. Let me tell you something, friend. It's not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It's impossible to find anyone in the Bible who was a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with the lie. There is only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. I also want to remind you of one thing here, friends. These minuscule, straining at the gnat and swallowing the camels concerning their nitpickings. They're angry because I've been exposing Donald Trump for their crime, for his crimes against we the people. That's the problem that these people are having. And I'm just addressing you concerning some of the emails that I got this morning. You know, we just love you, Bradley. We love your show, man. But, okay, wait a second. I love the Lord, and I love the Word of God being preached, but I got to people-please a little bit, too, in the process because I don't want to offend anybody. Well, wait, how does that work? This is maybe the reason they are angry with the truth, because nobody else is preaching it. And once someone gets on the scene and begins to tell them the truth, they become offended. And rather than encouraging them in the Word of God and contending for the faith, you just go along to get along? Well, folks, I mean, with friends like that, who needs enemies? Really, that's the bottom line. I want to reiterate the point. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Also, keep in mind, folks, again, the Pharisees were the ones that were responsible for crucifying Jesus Christ, the religious hypocrites. We have no king but King Caesar. That's exactly what they're doing. They are proving my point to a T, these people are. Read Matthew 23, by the way, going back to the God blank, damn blank, you or it. Bring that over to Matthew 23. And also keep in mind, folks, intertwining and lacing this conversation on these little bunny trails I'm on right now. Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why did they hate Jesus? Why did they crucify Jesus in John 15? Because he took the cloak of covering from off of their sin. That's why at length they crucified him. And it's craziness. If people knew the Word of God, they wouldn't say stupid things. They'd be advocating for the truth, not trying to pull away at it or persecuting those that are declaring the Word of God. Give me a break. Folks, we got in the news today, North and South Korean leaders to meet at DMZ on Friday ahead of Trump, Jong-un summit. We see what's going on in Syria, and we also see the tactics being used on the Koreans right now. Concerning those that are trying in America to incite war. Now, they've already painted the pictures in the minds of the people of the monsters that head up that country, Syria, and that of Korea. So they're pretty much just trying to work it a little bit more and more until at length that they can actually go forward in war with the full approval of the sheeple that didn't know the difference. Okay? I mean, folks, here it is. Deal with the warmongers, American politicians, because that's who's pushing for war. As a matter of fact, if we go back to Hermann Göring, remember that guy? One of the Nazis, SS officers under, well, actually right next to that of Adolf Hitler. He said the people can always be brought to the biddings of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Whoa. I mean, does that not exhibit everything that you see in war right there? The first casualty in war is always the truth. Listen again what Hermann Göring said, talking about dealing with warmongers and the American politicians. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. Use the press. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Those that don't go along, accuse them, is what he's saying. Okay? Accuse them of exposing the country to danger because you don't get on the bandwagon. Okay? It works the same way in any country, said Hermann Göring. It works the same way in any country, said Hermann Göring. Now, for those who have yet to figure out that the game that is being played out between, again, the Democrats and the Republicans concerning America's welfare, it's not the parties contending with one another. It's the globalists contending with the American people in the guise of their representatives. Read Proverbs 26, verse 28. Instead of them enforcing the law against the crimes, these are the ones that are actually committing the crimes. Okay? The real threat to you, America, and your freedoms in America does not come from those hiding out in a cave, wearing turbans on their heads, yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are selling you out. Let me say this again. Hermann Göring, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. We don't have leaders in this country, friends. We have the law, and the only one that we follow that does lead is King Jesus, period. The Constitution and the enumerated laws, period. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Hermann Göring said this. Watched a documentary last... Love documentaries, friends. Love history. Watched a documentary yesterday. A Mussolini... I mean, folks, when you're watching this guy, he really thought that he was the reincarnation of Caesar Augustus, for those that did not know. I mean, he was laughable. He was a narcissist. His arrogance was like, I've never seen it like this guy before. And I'm sitting here watching this guy. And as I'm watching this guy, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how is it that he got one over on the people outside of a strong arm and through totalitarian methods? By the way, Adolf Hitler looked up to none other than Mussolini. Keep in mind, too, Mussolini's also known for having raised his hand to heaven on several occasions, saying, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Well, you can see at the end of his life, God didn't forget that. And that wasn't the Lord's desire, it was Mussolini's pride. But as I'm watching this guy, I'm just thinking, how is it that people are submitting themselves to this guy? And then all of a sudden, what came to mind was Barack Hussein Obama. And again, I couldn't believe it. And the absolute arrogance and the way that he acted out. Folks, if you think that this is a thing of the past, you better wake up to what's going on in your country today. I want to give you another quote here that's coming to mind right now. And I want you to listen to this carefully. Because right now what we're talking about is deal with the warmongers, American politicians. Karl Deunitz said he was a German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Let me say it again. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Folks, how many times have I exposed corrupt politicians in the media working hand in glove, inciting, attempting to incite domestic insurrection over and over and over and over in your country? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Wow. Folks, we're talking about dealing with the warmongers. American politicians. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. Interesting, the lines are wide open for you to contend or add to if you'd like. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Looking over at the gauge on Genesis Communication Network, you have us as the number one radio show out of 82 other options. We appreciate you making us the number one radio show. With that said, friends, we have been talking about none other than dealing with warmongers because it's on the horizon once again, friends. War. War, 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 war. Every generation since I can remember, war after war after war after war after war. Every generation, every decade, friends. When I do history, war after war after war after war. And it's interesting, the intertwining comments after every war is always the same conclusion. They knew who the bad guys were, but the people failed to deal with them. They knew who the bad guys were, but the people failed to deal with them. They knew who the bad guys were, but the people failed to deal with them. When you look at dictators, folks, how is it that you have millions and millions and millions of people following one man? Deal with the warmongers, American, and the American politicians, friends. I'm writing off right now Hermann Göring when he said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. That's it. Yep, or they're a danger, or they're a threat to world peace, as if to suggest we have world peace. If that's the case, it's a false peace, no question about it, especially here in America. But I'm also going off of North and South Korean leaders to meet at DMZ on Friday, and we've heard over the last couple weeks concerning, well, we attacked Syria, we heard about that for 2 days, and then because it backfired, the media didn't ride that one out anymore, because they seen that they didn't have the support of the people. See how that works? Matter of fact, friends, if you know the Word of God, it's interesting to note, if you want to know where the Lord is in war, He's always in the truth. And he says in verse 4, Isaiah 51, my righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and my arms shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon him, and on my arm they shall trust. But what did he say right before that? This is what you need to hear. That was verse 5. Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hearken, listen carefully unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. Deal with the corrupt. That's where the Lord's at. He's always been in that. Look at your founding documents. What does it say in action? Deal with the corrupt. That's what our forefathers did. They threw them off. They didn't throw off the Constitution. They created a new constitution, but today we don't throw off that constitution. What we do is we throw off the men that pervert that constitution. Remember, I also said during the last segment, Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler, said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Wait a second. Rewind. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Now, that's from one of my old letters that I wrote back in 2013. And I put that up on the headline, and what I began to start my column with was 1945, November 2nd, the Nuremberg trials began. And isn't it interesting? The first thing that was said was the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken. Whoa, wait a second. So if we obey God, then we expose tyrants and we fight against tyrants. Yep, and we see that all day long in America today. And we see too many people that are too skittish and too cowardice to actually do their job and uphold the law because they're afraid that they might lose their job. No, wait a second. If you do it the right way, the person that you're exposing at length is going to lose his job. You might have to bear your cross just like the rest of us do. But the fact of the matter is God promises victory one way or another. I also want to go back and say this concerning dealing with warmongers and American politicians, because it's on the horizon again, friends. I want to remind you that the real threat to you and your freedom in America does not come from those hiding out in a cave wearing turbans on their heads yelling Allahu Akbar. No, as a matter of fact, they're the very ones bringing in those that you're afraid of, just for the record, through sanctuary cities, unlawful. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are selling you out. And to prove my point, I want you to listen to some of these headlines from the past, the not too far past. Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. Of course. Got to keep it going. That's the thing with lies, and when people tell lies, they gotta, once they lie once, then they gotta remember the last lie they told, and they gotta follow it up, and then sooner or later they get caught. It's like a snowball. Sooner or later, it's just gonna fall right back on them. Another headline, judge tells states they must take Syrian refugees. Really? Oh my goodness. Yeah, and what did the American people do? They just sat down and said, okay, go ahead, judge. No, that's called tyranny, America. We remember under Obama's administration, where he proposed plans for Americans to adopt and sponsor Muslim immigration into the United States of America. By the way, that's been taken care of now under the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was sold to you by Donald Trump under national security, which literally funded your enemies, both without and within. It's a fact. Former CIA officer, most terrorists are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services. These are all headlines, friends. Former CIA officer, most terrorists are false flag terrorists. That means they're responsible for them. These are their brown shirts. Or are created by our own security services. Yep. Yep. DHS memo, acknowledgement, the fact that refugees and fraud is happening majorly. Just seen a thing yesterday. Refugees coming in, namely Muslims coming in from the Middle East into Sweden, have been there 2.5 years and they're still not working because they're living off the people that are. Another headline, major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen, anybody who doesn't support Islam and Muslims is a rat and needs to be exterminated. There you have it right there. She blurted the truth out in her confusion. There's her heart. She wants to take out anybody that doesn't accept Muslims. Little does she know what she's in for. That's like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. She just doesn't know it yet. Another headline, Marine Corps father banned from daughter's graduation following lawsuit against school's Islamic indoctrination. See, they've removed the Christians, okay, through the fear of the ACLU, where they don't have the law behind them, which is a communist organization, for the record. And now they're aiding, the ACLU is now aiding Islam to be brought forth in public schools. So for all of you fools who thought that there was lines between church and state, you have it completely backwards. That erected wall that Thomas Jefferson was talking about was barring the government from the things that they're doing today. Another headline, Hillary Clinton, here she is again, still free to do what she wants because Donald Trump said, well, she's just good people, her and Bill. And plus, after he won the presidency, you know, we owe her a major debt of gratitude. Yeah, I know. We see that. Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel as favorite world leader. For those that did not know, Angela is responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. Another headline, Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi Empire. If you knew of anything of history concerning, again, Adolf Hitler, and we're talking about Germany here, friends. Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi Empire. Well, that's who was working together during the 40s, friends. I've highlighted that with Albana. Another headline, Bill de Blasio, New York City mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. You can't make it up, friends. Why are they doing what they're doing? Because the American people are letting them do it. Okay? Can you imagine if the people in Germany stopped Adolf Hitler? There wouldn't have been Nuremberg trials. There wouldn't have been 2.5% of the world's population exterminated in war, right? Nope, but people wait until after the fact. That's the history of man. Another headline, coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core, doll beheadings. All headlines, friends. Can't make it up. You're slowly but surely being indoctrinated. You're being inundated with oppression to bring about fear of consequence. And you'll be the people, instead of fearing the face of God, you'll be the very people that will turn in those that are standing against tyranny. Mark my words. Hillary Clinton again, headlines, solution for terror attacks in America, more gun control. America, is that not very telling? Who is responsible for September 11th? Is that not telling as to who's responsible for September 11th? Her solution for terror attacks in America is more gun control, disarm the American people? Well, let me ask you, who's the terrorist? Who's trying to disarm you? There you have it. Back in October, we have a lunatic like that of Jerry Brown in California. His name is Governor Mark Dayton. By the way, he was voted worst senator in the United States history. That's a fact. He told the people of Minnesota, if you don't like immigrants, get out of Minnesota. Now, I thought, and it's my understanding that when they swear to uphold that Constitution, that they're there to serve the people. So help me God, right? But this guy said, if you don't like immigrants, get out of Minnesota. Hey, America, who are the terrorists? Who are these useful idiots working for? those that you call representatives. I mean, line this up with that of former British Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence. He said, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind all of this is the United States of America. What are we talking about? Deal with the warmongers, America, the American politicians.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Hey, guys, isn't it interesting how terrorism has increased since September 11th? It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten much worse. Leviticus 26, verse 15. Read it. Where's all this coming from? Well, here's the deal. The Lord said, I'll turn that nation into hell that forgetteth me. Okay, so what happens if we take heed to him? Well, then we begin to identify who the real perpetrators are, right? Yep, that's right. Who pushes terror more than the media, America? Who pushes it? Who continuously adds fuel to the fire concerning terrorism and adding oppression and fear through the media resources in this country, friends? Who does it more than the media does? The politicians. And it's interesting because those politicians don't feel like they're worried about anything. After September 11th, George Bush was even asked about Osama bin Laden. And after 3,000 people were killed in New York, it was interesting to note that he said he doesn't think about Osama bin Laden. No, of course he didn't, because apparently when they attacked Iraq, who never posed any threat towards we the people in this weapons of mass destruction, never found, friends, never found. Of course, it was never found because it was always contrived. They just needed to move the people that direction. Well, the Bushes are hanging out through the Carlyle Group in a meeting with none other than the bin Laden family. And the American people have been subject over the last 16 and 17 years in this country to a government that is continuously now blatantly and boldfacedly pointing the finger at the American people as the problem. Well, they are the ones alluring illegals into this country, namely from the Middle East. And the American people are still trying to figure this out. Remember Oxford's Old English Dictionary. Terrorism is defined as what? Government by intimidation. And it's the same with any dictatorship. Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, Mao Zedong. It works the same with every single one of them. And what has history taught us? They were the ones behind everything. Because they wanted absolute control. And that's now why they're trying to get your guns, America, just for the record. That's what history teaches us. Let's get the guns now. And once we get the guns, they have no power to enforce anything. Once you lose the second, you lose them all, America, period. And I'm talking about your Bill of Rights. I mean, folks, again, going back to Barack Hussein Obama and understanding that illegals coming in from the Middle East, and I'm calling them illegals because they are here illegally, but they have doubled under that of Donald Trump over Barack Hussein Obama. And again, I spent much time on this because the American people are asleep now and they think that everything's okay because Donald's in control when nothing could be further from the truth. He has literally reversed almost every one of his campaign promises. Literally. And I spent a little time playing audio from Donald talking about the wall yesterday and how the Mexicans are going to build the wall. And then I played piece after piece after piece. And then all of a sudden we were going to be reimbursed by the Mexicans. And then it went from $4 billion to $5 to $6 to $8 to $10, all the way up to $25 billion. And still the American people are just, oh, that's fine with us. No, because as the Lord says, my people would have it so, Jeremiah 5. That's right. I literally feel like I am cementing the situation right now as I'm sitting here, friends. I feel at this point the American people have so hardened themselves towards the things of God that it's almost coming to a complete stop as far as the mercy of God. And I'm talking, God is forever merciful. The knell over the top of hell is there's no hope. I'm not doing that. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I'm talking about the wicked, those that know what they do. And let me define it this way. I said this yesterday to someone on the phone. We've heard Edmund Burke say, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, if you think that through, that is incorrect. That's untrue. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. They're not good. Because if they were good, they would do it. And that's exactly where America's at. There comes a point where heaven says there's enough of warnings. They will no longer listen. Judgments now must commence until the point where I must purge through judgment a nation that will no longer hear me. That's what I feel like. I literally feel that running through me right now. The American people have so stood as a whore's forehead towards heaven that they refuse to repent. They refuse to hear the word of God. Going back just a bit, you all knew under Barack Hussein Obama that he did everything in his power to aid, to abet, and to fund America's enemies both within and without. And again, the devils are found in the details. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Do read that. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 2 Thessalonians 2:8. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. I'm simply sharing with you, friends, that which prevents another war. Deal with the warmongers. The American politicians. I also shared with you what Carol Doinitz said, German admiral. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. I shared probably, I'm guessing 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, over and over and over again, when you look at the countenance of the Dianne Feinsteins, the Jerry Browns, Mark Dayton, and how many, a plethora of politicians across America. Multitudes of them. You look at their countenance, and you watch the Nuremberg trials, and you tell me that this is not the same persona, the same spirit of those people back in Hitler's day. And the reason I say that, first of all, again, I'm sorry to say this, but I say this because the Holy Ghost bearing witness, I know I'm right. Because you're in a time where when you compare that to the old of Adolf Hitler in that time, they weren't murdering their babies and going to sleep at night. Your senators and representatives and congressmen and congresswomen know all the well what they do. They know exactly what they're doing when they, through the DOJ, brings forth charges against an individual that would expose on film Planned Parenthood selling body parts. The DOJ, with the full support of all of these senators that know that Planned Parenthood is selling body parts, still stood back and allowed and watched the DOJ attempt to prosecute a man that exposed Planned Parenthood for selling body parts and committing crimes concerning the murder of the unborn. Let's just call them for what they are, the killer of the unborns. That wasn't going on during the time of Adolf Hitler. And since 1973, America, on your watch, you've allowed over 58 million babies to be slaughtered in the womb. And you think that you have the whole truth and nothing but the truth and that you walk in the light? If you are walking in the light, read 2 Corinthians 7:14 when you get a moment. When you're born of the Spirit, you're indignant towards the things that offend God. Because He now has your heart, your mind, your soul. And it absolutely amazes me, friends, how people even dare do anything outside of protesting with everything within themselves concerning the acts of a government that sanctions murder. And they have, the American people have in their minds for some reason or another that that has nothing to do with them. Well, wait, let me ask you something. In the face of your enemy that you're afraid of, you complain again about the Muslims beheading people, but yet it happens 3,000 to 4,000 times in your country behind closed doors, and somehow or another that's okay. Keep in mind the same politicians that sanctioned that murder of the unborn are the same ones and the same spirit of those people that are now trying to disarm you before your enemies. I don't know, America. I mean, what do you think? Is there a spiritual correlation? You better bet your bottom dollar is. You better bet your bottom dollar there is, friends. I'm sitting here telling you today, friends, war's on the horizon again. And that's all you have to do is follow the money trail. And when you find the money trail again, you're going to find a new administration doing the same things that the last administration did. And the last administration did. And the last administration did. And the one before that. And the one before that as well. And the other administration that was before that.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.